You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. Hello. This is Bug Thief, and this is Yyla, and Eleanor is over there, and you are listening to 91FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and today's theme is songs that we are listening to during finals, so it's kind of an eclectic mix. Okay, yeah, get in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything to say.
Eleanor's a little ill if you cannot hear. But yeah, we just like, I don't know, random songs. Sorry we showed up late. I was the one with the computer. And I woke up at 6:47. So.
Honestly, you got here fast.
I know.
Fast as heck.
Yeah. I biked. I ran.
We got, just random songs that I like.
Yeah. The next two are songs that I Shazammed when we were at Revival yesterday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I put on one Daft Punk one from Revival.
Yes, that's one of the ones. Yes.
That one's good.
It's hype. Yeah.
I used JoJo's DJ board for a little bit last night.
Ooh.
And I want to learn how to do it so bad. It's so cool.
It seems like really addictive. From however like, does it just seems so
and
fun.
And you just like mix all these like cool like songs. I don't know how to do it all. It's actually a lot harder than it looks.
Really?
Well, I've never like thought about it, so I've never been like, this is probably hard, but like. And then we watched Fred Again videos
nice.
Of him like.
Wow, of him mixing.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's crazy. We watched his Tiny Desk concert, which you should watch.
Love a like, Tiny Desk concert.
Because it's like he's trying to reproduce the music, that electronic like music that he makes in a studio, but like in front of a live audience, and it's so cool to watch.
But it's not Fred Again.
Yes, it is.
It's Fred Again?
Yeah.
Am I making it up, or is Fred Again like that YouTuber?
No, Fred Again is a DJ.
Oh, I was thinking of something stupid. Oh, I was thinking of...
Fred.
Fred? Freddy?
There is
the one that would like,
I would,
had the
I
high
never,
pitch voice.
Yeah, I never watched. Yeah, I wonder if that was a character of him or his real person.
No, I think that was a character.
Well, I watched the movies of him, but
wow.
I never watched his YouTube videos. But I remember we were obsessed with Fred 1, Fred 2, Fred 3. There were literally 3 Fred movies, I think.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
And they were all so funny.
Wow, maybe we should go back and watch.
No,
those.
We shouldn't.
Oh, okay, I don't disagree. Yeah, that sounds painful. Okay.
Me when I'm in a bad mood and accidentally laugh. Snap back into it.
Ay.
Also, look what I got yesterday at DeWick.
To the people? Oh my god, she has so many packets of dark chocolate,
sunflower seed butter,
smooth and rich. Wait, this is so
smart.
I was
at DeWick when they were putting out all of the late night snacks.
This is so smart.
And there were so many of these, and I was like, these are just for the gluten-free people, and, like, they don't need this many.
Oh, my God. No, you did not.
So I took 5.
That's somehow turned into something problematic. It's okay, though.
Because I took them from the gluten-free people?
Yes.
But, like, there were so... You don't know how many gluten-free options were there. You weren't there.
Okay.
Hella true. Gluten-free stuff.
Hella gluten-free options?
Yeah.
That's good. Go DeWick.
Go DeWick for being inclusive.
Yeah. Okay.
What's our next song?
Our next song is Africa by Clubs.
Africa
from Revival.
By Toto?
No. By Toto?
Can we play Africa by Toto? I bust the reins down it. I just heard myself. It's disgusting.
That was so beautiful. That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
I'm so booty. I got that stuck in my head.
I like how, like, 2 minutes ago, you were like, I don't want to talk. I can't do it. And now you're singing.
Fuck Rick.
Shoot.
For Rick. Shoot. Saying, nah, I'm sorry that I got in a good mood. I'm gonna log off. Log off and snap back into that bad mood. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Okay. Go. Bye.
Solo y sé que tú vas a cambiar lo más.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. Oh, gosh, I don't. Goodness, I didn't cough, me. And then I turned this on and immediately sputtering.
It's okay. So why did you bring us here?
Why did I bring us here today? Well, I wanted to have a conversation.
Oh, the mood immediately died. Your eyes like unfocused and like what? Why
this morning we're gonna teach everybody about communication.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to say?
I don't tell know. The people. I'm honestly confusing and losing myself as I speak.
Eleanor is like you're going. I feel like you're starting to like range in the delirious area of ill and tired.
Well, my body aches a little bit. It's like sharp pains in random spots. Like I have this sharp pain on the top of my foot right now, and then every time I
no, you, oh my, you
I get pain in my chest.
I get pain.
I woke up this morning and had to scoop up my tissues from the floor. Bring them to the trash can.
Arms full.
I took it, yeah. And then my nose ring. Okay, for those who don't know, I've got two.
Hell
two,
yeah.
Two back to back. They were stuck together from UK.
Like,
crusted together.
Ew. Wow.
Can we read a PSA?
Oh my god, I forgot we're supposed to do that.
Let's read about... I'll read half, you read half. This is called Live Day 24 Live Read Copy. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date. June 1st, 2024. Live Day 24. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. Wow. There are 10 bands. 6 hours. Live from the studio. Live Day 24. Oh, my goodness.
Why?
Why is it so redundant?
I have a question of... Everybody's going. Who's going to be here to do this?
June 1st? Yeah. I don't think any of the good student bands will be on.
Yes. All the names listed here don't seem like they're student bands. Yeah. That's okay, though. That sounds fun.
I've been tuning into WMFO in the car.
Nice.
Like, I'll just, yeah. Because then it's, like, really feels like...
The radio.
Like, when we're doing this right now, it's not like... I'm not like, oh, we're on the radio. But somebody could be listening to this in their car.
Yeah.
Shout out. Which feels weird. Shout out. Send us a DM.
Try calling us, except do not, because I don't remember how to pick up.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
We should make a Bug Thief Instagram, but then just have it actually be our joint Instagram.
Yeah, that would be when so
me and,
fun.
When me and Ella Wait. Were in 7th grade, we made a joint Visco, and it was called The Whole Wide World. And we posted, like pictures of the world.
Wait, Martina and I had have a shared Instagram that's still out there.
Really?
It's called Frijolito.
Frijolito.
Because I was like, you know, so you call someone like a bean?
Yeah.
So we just like direct translated to Spanish. Apparently, it's not a thing.
I'm gonna start calling all my Spanish friends Frijolito.
Yeah, that's what we call each other.
That's adorable.
It's funny.
We're all just Elenita.
Elenita. Wait, that's kind of good. It has
a ring too many syllables.
Oh, okay.
Elenita.
Well, we'll workshop it. Stay tuned. Also, we should make stickers at some point. Except now it's ending. It's too late. But maybe not. Who knows?
I think it doesn't have to end. I think we can...
We have posters. If you want a poster, I'll print you a poster.
Bug Thief posters. Super cool.
Yeah.
So many.
They're fun.
We didn't post about this show today.
I fell off. I did it twice and then I gave up.
I tuned into... this station, and I heard this one girl in my art class. It was her show, and she was doing it with her friend, and they were playing songs from their friendship.
That's so cute.
And it was the cutest song ever.
We should do that. That's like, so cute.
We should do that.
I feel like that would be.
Like, take off your pants, trying to go to yep. Sousa.
Yep. Stay tuned. Next show, last show.
Last show.
Not doing it next semester because Eleanor's going abroad.
Right.
Oh, goodness me. Okay, well.
Sorry, whoa, just got depressed. Let's
oh, God. Okay, next
Which
song.
Which one's next?
Dock no. It. Bella showed this to me. It's Dock lit. It.
Okay, here
yeah.
we go. Here
okay,
we go.
Bye.
Got some slower songs there, some slower, sadder moments.
Great songs though, awesome songs.
I'm gonna listen to Wedding Bell by Beach House for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. My iTunes has a glitch and I added it.
Yeah.
And then it immediately just like stops playing whatever's happening.
Had some radio silence.
Yeah. So we had to rush. There's like, I don't know what's wrong with it, but it just like. Has always done this on my computer, but not on my phone. Anyways.
And then yeah, and then it was Some Strange Rain by Cotton Jones, which just, like, such so the good. Perfect name for that song. Yeah. Doesn't that just, like, feel like that?
Yeah. They on the nose.
On the docket with that one.
On the docket? Oh, wow, we're connecting in all our...
Why?
Because the song, like, two songs before was docket.
Oh, what does that word even mean?
I think a docket's, like, a list of things, though, more, right? Am I making that up?
I could see that. Like a queue? I could buy that.
Yeah. I actually realized I'm not actually super... It's one of those words that I, like, vaguely know.
I actually don't know what that means.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's one of those words that I, like, kind of never got the definition of, but through context clues, I've figured it out through my life. And now I'm, like...
Could not you give you an me, answer.
I couldn't give you a super precise one, and I'm not 100% confident, but I'm, like, 95% sure.
But then sometimes it's, like... A situation arises where you do, like, need to know the definition, and then you're like, oh, shoot. Or it's like you're reading aloud in class, and you've always seen a word, but you never had to read it aloud, yes. So you don't know what that word sounds like.
God.
Like, at the two meeting yesterday, there was a slide that Lena read.
It's a dogged. I also was...
And I was like, if I had to read that slide, I would have pronounced that word wrong.
Literally also was reading that. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah,
if
I had
to read dogged right now, I don't know if I would know how to do it. I think I would at least stutter. I think that's probably how I would have read it,
yeah.
But I would have been unconfident as hell.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Scary.
And I tell you that in my English class, when I had to read a passage aloud, and it said the word extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
And I said it extraordinary, like, twice, and then somebody else read the next paragraph. Extraordinary. Like, why is it spelled extraordinary, then?
I know. It's kind of cute,
like, though. It's, like, concerning that much. I still think about that a lot.
Wait, I'm like, when was this?
Like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
But still, extraordinary. Twice.
Wow.
Like, they were probably like, what?
Hello?
No. They're like,
people, that's like British or something to read it that way, I swear to God.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, people say it like that sometimes. I had a book that I read when I was younger, and one of the characters' dog's name was Beatrice. But I was reading in my head, and I'd never seen the name Beatrice spelled out before, and I was like, who names her dog Beet Rice? Like, it's like halfway through the book, and then I realized it was Beatrice. That's
I remember
stupid writing.
I remember being in elementary school and trying to convince my friend that it was pronounced ballet, not ballet. I was like, look how it's spelt, you idiot. It's because I was reading Angelina Ballerina.
Yes. Oh, so good. Yesterday, Brooke was saying that she needed to put some clips in her hair, but she was like, I need a barrette. I was like, what's... I don't know. I, like, only heard the bar, and it was, like, kind of far off. I didn't even realize she was trying to say a barrette or a beret, whatever.
you know, barrette, right? Barrette. Barrette is the
barrette.
Hat.
Barrette. Barrette. But
exactly.
Barrette.
There's like words, like these are all of our first languages, and still I'm like, what the hell is that word, and how do I say barrette. It out loud?
Probably funny. French or something.
Well, that one's French, but it's like, that's in our language. It's in our vocabulary.
Barrette.
Mm, wow, is that?
I am hungry.
Okay, well, we're almost done. We have 4 more minutes for you, and we have 1 more 4-minute song for you.
What song?
Hang On by Dr. Duck.
Oh, this one is just, I feel like this, I put it in for finals, because like, yeah, Hang On.
Perf, I know, perfect. I thought that.
Also, it's a great song. All right.
Okay.
See you next week for our last show ever. If you tuned in, thank you so much. You're loved. I love you.
You are loved.
I see how...
Okay. Okay. Ma.
Bye.
Bye.
Hang on, hang on. Yes, it's the little things. Yes, it's the little things. That do us harm. I'm not a stranger. Ain't a mystery. When we're born, it's getting wrong. It's meant my